This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Lok Sabha today resumed special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India. Speaking during the discussion, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju lauded the contribution of Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar in framing the Constitution. He said Prime Minister Narendra Modi is working with the mantra of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas and Sabka Prayas in tune with the constitutional spirit. He said the country ensured equal rights for everyone right after independence. He emphasized that there is no discrimination against minorities in the country, and minorities in India are getting legal protection. He said several schemes have been implemented for the welfare of the 6 minority communities in the country. He pointed out that people should be careful about what they say about India because it affects the country's global image. Participating in the discussion, A. Raja of DMK raised the issue of democracy, rule of law, secularism and equality. Lavu Shri Krishna Devarayalu of TDP said, along with Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, there were 389 members who had been inducted to frame the Constitution of India. BJP MP Tejaswi Surya hit out at the DMK and Congress, alleging that the island called Kachathivu was given away to Sri Lanka by them in 1974 without following any due process envisioned in the Constitution. He said a very important island belonging to India was given away for political reasons by the Congress. Participating in the discussion, Leader of Opposition and Congress Leader Rahul Gandhi accused the BJP of weakening the Constitution. He raised question on the issues of unemployment, Agniveer scheme, crony capitalism and alleged atrocities against farmers and women. Mr. Gandhi reiterated that when his party is voted to power, they will conduct caste census and abolish the 50% ceiling on reservation. The discussion is underway. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is chairing the 4th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi. The 3-day conference, which began yesterday, will emphasize on the evolution and implementation of a common development agenda and a blueprint for cohesive action in partnership with the states. The conference aims to further strengthen the partnership between the center and the state governments with a focus on enhancing cooperative federalism and ensuring better coordination to achieve faster growth and development. Our correspondent reports that chief secretaries, senior officials of all states and union territories, and domain experts, among others, are attending the conference. Chief of the Naval Staff Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi has reached Indonesia on a 4-day official visit. During the visit, he will engage in bilateral discussions with top-level Indonesian government and defence officials, including Defence Minister of Indonesia, Lieutenant General retired Jafri Shamsuddin, Commander of the Indonesian Armed Forces, General Agus Subianto, and Chief of Staff of the Indonesian Navy Admiral Muhammad Ali. The discussions will cover a broad spectrum of defence cooperation areas, particularly maritime security, joint training initiatives, and exploring avenues for further strengthening the operational collaboration between the two navies. The Defence Ministry said the visit is part of ongoing efforts to further consolidate bilateral defence relations between India and Indonesia. In South Korea, Parliament today voted to impeach President Yoon Suk-yeol over his short-lived martial law declaration earlier this month. The motion was passed in the National Assembly with a 204-85 vote. After this impeachment by Parliament, President Yoon's powers will be suspended until the Constitutional Court decides whether to reinstate or remove him from office. In men's cricket, hosts Australia were 28 for no loss against India at stumps when play was called off on day one after just 13.2 overs were bowled due to unrelenting rain. Australian Usman Khawaja on 19 and Nathan McSweeney on 4 were at the crease. Earlier, Indian captain Rohit Sharma won the toss and opted to field first in the third test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy. India made 2 changes to the playing 11. And with that, we end this news bulletin.